Chamba spoke via teleconference from the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, and provided an overview of the political and security situation over the past 3 months. This included the killing of 4 peacekeepers, 1 from Zambia and 3 from Senegal, in separate incidents over a 3-day period earlier this month. He said deadly inter-ethnic fighting in 3 of the 5 states which comprise the Darfur region is a further complication.
As part of our effort to mitigate the situation, NAMID worked closely with regional, state and local authorities, including through provision of logistics and technical support towards renewed attempts at bringing about reconciliation between the conflicting tribal groups. Although a number of agreements on cessation of hostilities have been reached, the situation remains fragile.
UN peacekeeping chief Hervé Ladsous described the security situation in Darfur as troubling, noting that the intensification of conflict means civilians now require more protection and humanitarian assistance. He said his office is working to ensure blue helmets are properly equipped and trained to serve in such a challenging environment.
Despite the very challenging circumstances, UNAMID remains resolute in its commitment to provide much-needed protection to civilians, to facilitate the delivery of aid, and to provide support to the peace process. We here at headquarters will continue to work with the mission, with the African Union, and with other partners to ensure that our peacekeepers in Darfur are able to carry out their mandate in a robust, effective, and efficient way.
Sudan's ambassador to the United Nations, Dafala Al-Haj Ali, told the Security Council that the killing of the peacekeepers and the displacement and massacres of civilians in Darfur are a major concern for his government.
We hope that all the efforts will assist Sudan's efforts to bring an end to the conflict in Darfur in order to re-establish peace and stability and thus prosperity for the people of Darfur.
The UN Peacekeeping Department has begun a review of the hybrid African Union-United Nations mission in Darfur. This will include an updated analysis of the causes and drivers of conflict there. Findings and recommendations will be presented to the Security Council in February. Deanne Penn, United Nations.